When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How far out should you set dates?
Usually a week, but sometimes a couple weeks. It really, a big thing that's going to depend is the level of rapport that you have. So imagine you're at a friend's barbecue on a weekend. Maybe you're watching football together or just hanging out. It's a pool party. Maybe one of the kids is having a birthday or something like that. And so you're just hanging out, and come to find out your best friend's wife brings one of her hot female coworkers that maybe just started working there. She doesn't know too many people, but they have a lot in common. They really like each other. Mm-hmm. She introduces you, and she doesn't really know anybody. And then you end up spending all afternoon, 3-4 hours, just talking, shooting the shit. And so you have good rapport with her. And maybe even you go off and you do something, just the two of you. Maybe the two of you go off and have dinner that night or something like that.
Right.
But, or, you know, you just spend 3 or 4 hours with them at a party and you really get to know each other. You exchange your, you know, your phone numbers and contact information, and you can either make a date on the spot, or maybe you're traveling. Say you're, you know, going somewhere for a few days or whatever. And you're like, hey, I'll get in touch with you next week. Mm-hmm. You get in touch with her next week and you make a date. You're going to probably be going to pick her up at her house because you have real rapport. She has a level of comfort with you. Plus she knows you. You have social proof because you know your buddy's wife. She vouched for you, and she wants to look good. She doesn't want to stand you up or jerk you around because she doesn't want to risk her new friendship.
Right.
Because you're not just some schmuck off a dating app that she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, you talk to a girl and you just text back and forth on Tinder or something like that, and you're setting, you know, a date to meet up for a drink or coffee or, you know, wine bar or something like that, for an initial date, and you're setting those 2 weeks in advance, there's a good chance she'll flake or not even show up.
Right.
If you just set a date and you don't talk in between. So it really depends on your level of rapport. If you have a good level of rapport and you spend a bunch of time together when you first met, she's going to keep the date. But if it's somebody you met online or you were walking down the street and you talked for like 3 minutes before you moved on, something like that, you're going to text and try to set a date within a matter of days. But the less rapport, the shorter the time frame should be. It should be within a couple of days of you talking and setting a date. Maybe either that night or within a day or two, mm-hmm. you're going to be wanting to meet up. And the longer you push those out, the higher the likelihood that they're going to flake, because there's so many other... I mean, women have all the advantage on a dating app.
Right.
And, you know, something like 80% of the women find the majority, they only think like, I think it's like under 20% of the guys they think are even attractive mm-hmm. on the dating apps. So most women are not even interested or find the men attractive that are on there. And if you're a, you know, a decent looking guy that's 6 feet or taller, you're going to come up in most of the searches and you're going to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're an average guy or you're, you know, under 6 feet tall, you're basically going into, it's, you know, you're fishing in a pond where there's a lot of other people that are fishing that same pond
mm-hmm.
versus going and hanging out at your buddy's house that weekend. It's like, you're the only dude fishing there, because most of the other people at the party might be single and there might be 2 or 3 other guys there that are single, but they got no game.
Right.
And she doesn't like them anyways. It's like, you're going to be the one setting, you know, creating the rapport, and she's going to be spending time with you. And those are always the best ways to meet. I never had a single woman that I met with online dating that turned into a long-term relationship. All the magical ones always happen randomly in the most unexpected ways.
Yeah.
Whether I was traveling or I just stopped by a friend's house to hang out for a little bit and you meet somebody there, or you meet some friends out for a drink or for dinner and there's other people there you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just boom, you know, chemistry happens. So if you're meeting somebody in your peer group and them doing a bad job or dicking you around or jerking you around gets back to other people in the group, it's going to make her look bad. So mm-hmm. she's not going to do that. But if you just bumped into her on a street or a dating app, she doesn't know you. She doesn't know anybody that knows you. You have no connection at all.
Right.
So those should be within a couple of days you should be meeting. Or if you set a week in advance, you know, like say you met a girl on Tinder and you talk, you're like, hey, I'm going to be gone, but 2 weeks, I'd like to see you when I get back. Mm-hmm. And so say you make a date for 2 weeks in advance. One thing you could say is like the day of the date, hey, I'm, going to be running late tonight. Instead of meeting at 7, can we meet at 7:30? It'd be a little better for me. Does that work for you? Mm-hmm. And so it gives her a chance to follow through in the plans or to, if she doesn't really want to see you, to flake out and disappear.
Right.
So if she still wants to see you, she'll be like, oh, yeah, that'll work. But if she doesn't really, want to see you, or, I completely forgot, because you don't want to just show up with somebody you have little to no rapport with, because there's a good chance you get stood up.
Right.
But a girl that you know could be a girl that you work with or whatever, or that you met through work, or you went and hung out with some of your coworkers, and some of your coworkers know this woman from another company, and so everybody kind of knows each other, and you spend enough time together, Right. Then those girls are not going to, if you make a date, they're going to keep them, especially Yeah. If you're going to pick them up at their house.
In that moment when you first match and it's like, oh, I really like him, he's really cool, but that's only going to last like a couple of days.
Yeah, 2 weeks later, she's probably talked to 500
right,
dudes.
Right, you're just like, okay.
So you're just, she's going to go with whoever she feels a connection with
Right. At
that time. And if she hasn't spoken to you in 2 weeks and you only spoke for a little bit texting, you're going to probably get blown off.
I'll probably forget,
Yeah, because you're not a priority and other guys came along. Yeah. But if you meet at a party and you spend 3 hours together and you have this amazing connection, you're like, when was the last time you met somebody that you clicked with like that?
Right.
You're going to remember that. You're not going to, forget about him in a couple of days or a week or two. And plus, you're not going to want to do anything that's going to jeopardize your friendship with the people that, invited you to the party. Like attracts like. People that like the same things tend mm-hmm. to like each other. That's why I found that just living your life and doing fun social activities and hanging out with other like-minded people is the best way to meet other like-minded people
Right. To
befriend and hang out with, but also to potentially date. Because mm-hmm. if you meet people in your peer group, they're there because you're already vibing with the same kind of energy. And then when you start talking, you find out that you have all these things in common that you both like. And it's because, again, a universal principle, like attracts like. Water seeks its own level.
Yeah.
If you're somebody that loves boating and stuff, sailing and being on the water and jet skis and all that, and you join a yacht club and you're hoping to find a girl to be your, second mate to go out in your boat with, or your other jet ski, and
Right. She
knows or belongs to the yacht club as well, she's probably going to have a boat or comes from a family of people that are boaters. So when you start talking about boating and this, she has things to talk to you about. She knows how to tie different knots. And, so when you pull up to the dock, she knows how to
Right. Tie
the rope to the cleat and stuff and doesn't mm-hmm. just, look at you like,
right.
What do I do with it? What is this for? Yeah. What's a fender?
Yeah. I was going to say that too. Maybe some people don't really have big friend groups or they're not attracted to anybody in that friend group. It's nice to join a club or a hobby activity, like how I went rock climbing. Like there's groups of people in there who are like Tom Raider kind of things, girls, guys. And I would have never came across that kind of like scenery unless I went and showed up for that. So try different things and you'll find someone who has similar interests.
Yeah, because if you're having fun, you're going to smile more, you're going to be happier, you're going to be more relaxed, you're going to be calmer,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be more inclined to joke around because you feel good.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody that hates drinking and you want to meet a girl to date and none of your friends, like to go out, maybe they're all married or whatever.
Right.
And you don't really like to drink, but you're like, well, there's always cute single girls at this bar down the street. Let me go there and maybe I'll meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's going to look right at you and tell that you're not having a good time. You don't really want to be there. You're mm-hmm. not going to be smiling very much. You're not going to really feel like talking because the music's loud or whatever. And you just don't want to be there. You're not having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not having fun, you guys are going to pick up on that.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell like something's off. That guy's not, he doesn't want to be here.
Right.
He's not having a good time.
He doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these things is not like the other. If you ever mm-hmm. saw that Sesame Street thing.
No.
No. Well, so that, Sesame Street, they would have like different blocks. So you have a square block, you have one that's shaped like a star, mm-hmm. another one is shaped like half a moon or whatever. And so they would say, one of these things is not like the other. So in other words, you're trying to figure out which thing doesn't belong with this group of very similar things.
Oh, okay.
And so for little kids, it's helping them figure out that, the square peg does not go in the round hole, the round mm-hmm. hole. The round peg goes in the round hole.
Right.
The square peg goes in a square hole. Those kinds of things.
Like the puzzle kind of.